The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
It's a hard world to get a break in. But girl, there are ways to make certain things pay. Though I'm dressed in these rags, I wear sable someday. Hear what I say, I'm gonna ride this serpent. No more time spent sweating wet.
Eric Burdon and the Animals. When the Animals did House of the Rising Sun, one take. I understood it was the first take. It was they went into the studio and they did boom, one take, and that was it. Is that pretty wild or what? Huh? Is that wild?
Is amazing.
So it's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're in a goofy mood, but we got it all going on today. Please don't lose sight of the president's accomplishments. The USMCA. This is huge. This new trade deal that I have that Frankie put in my hand here. I'm watching all these things because as I drive around in my General Motors car, I just know if I go over a pebble, the rims of the car dent, and then you have to get a whole new tire. It's so wrong because there's so many parts made in other countries like China that, and they just ship them in. Now, the president's goal is to stop all that and to get more production made here in America, and it's actually working. And remember the tariffs. Oh, don't, not the tariffs. Listen, the tariffs are good, and I really hear what Joey's telling you too. Those tariffs are also a real severe shot over the bow to China about the militarization of that country and what they're trying to do. They try to take over the world militarily. They try to take over the world certainly economically. And by the way, I have immense respect for the Chinese, and I think we should work with them and bring them in. They have money, and we could bring them in, and you could work with them. But it's nice to have someone watching out for America's interests, and that would be Donald J. Trump. Like him or not, sorry to have to break the news to you. Hey, so it was a year yesterday with that horrible Vegas incident. Dr. Barry Goodfield, yeah, Barry's great. He's a worldwide profiler. You know, he could tell by if you're watching somebody what they mean. He reads body language. But he totally profiled the Vegas killer. I don't want to mention this creep's name. But my question is, this is it? They don't have any answers. They never have answers. That's the end of it? It's a year? How did the guy get guns in? No one's answering me the questions I want to know. So, but we'll get to it with Dr. Goodfield. And Curtis Ellis is going to break down everything about this USMCA deal like nobody else, because Curtis was right there, a senior policy advisor with American First Policies. Mike Gallagher with us as well. Johnny Tobacco is going to come in. Always great to hear from Johnny, see what product he has at 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. So I'm in high school. I'm going to tell this, and please forgive me. Should I tell the story? I just feel it's inappropriate. Should I do it in the 6 o'clock hour tomorrow? Is that
no,
better?
No, no. People,
because I have this question, I'm afraid to do anything now. As a old white male, I feel endangered in this country. You know, if you watch everybody, you can't say anything. If they want to do away with all the old white males, and I mean, does that mean the greatest generation as well, all white males? And then what's the? I don't mind getting rid of guys and putting women in charge because I think it would be better if women were in charge. I mean, that's something to think about. Can it get any worse? I don't know. I'm just saying, just being objective here. You know, but I think if you can you take matters into your own hands. Because now, and let me just touch on this, because the lead story now is this trade story. This is huge. The president said he's going to do it. He did it. Even Chuck Schumer gave the president credit. Now, I told you this would happen. As soon as the FBI situation and they start investigating Brett Kavanaugh, now it's about beer. And now it's about a brawl fight in 1985. Now it's about how much beer he left. They're never going to let it go. And if it's not Brett Kavanaugh, it's going to be somebody else. This whole tenor that we're in, this mishmash of people getting fired because they say the wrong thing, what you said, and I put Kevin Jackson on because I want to give him a voice, and then it's on another media outlet, Kevin bashes Fox. He did not bash Fox. He stood up for Fox. We support Fox. Fox is the most vital news network on television. Deal with it. If you didn't have Fox, you would get all that left-wing rhetoric. As much as you criticize some of the the personalities on Fox saying, well, they're getting a little too liberal for me. And I understand people say that. But really, really, they're the only ones that make sense. What's the other one? America One. America One's doing a good job.
One America News.
One America Newsmax is doing a good job as well. But you need the balance. That's is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like Fox, just don't watch it. If you don't like Newsmax, don't watch it. So, if you don't like MSNBC, don't watch it.
So, and forgive me, 7-Eleven with Piscopo in the morning. So it's like I'm in high school and I'm like a drama person. I told you this before. And I was very much into drama. And I got the Lincoln Center Student Arts Award. You know, there were three of us. They picked, there was a regional award that went around. We got to go to Lincoln Center. I got to see Lee J. Cobb in King Lear.
Wow.
How about that? I know. How about that? One of the great, to this day, just riveting. And just he could barely come out for the curtain call, Lee J. Cobb. He was so exhausted from playing King Lear. You know, it was just beautiful. So, and there was a guy in the drama department who was like he was the guy. And he was the guy who ran the whole drama department. Charles Gaunt, the teacher, he was the teacher, but this was the student. So he was, and so he would always come on to me. He was gay, and he always would come on to me. We're all jocks, man. And I'm hopelessly heterosexual. Hopelessly, to this day, it's I think it's a disease when you're an Italian American. You are hopelessly heterosexual. Forgive me. So the guy keeps coming on to me. And then at one point he comes on to me physically, tries to come on to me. And now, do you tick off the head drama guy? Because now you're not going to get the part in the play. So he's using that power to take advantage. I was in 10th grade, Frankie. I was in 10th
wow.
grade. He came on to me. And you know what I did? He came on. He went to grab me. I picked the guy up. I flipped him 360. I mean, a complete round. Bang! Put him right on the back. I put him right on the boom, and you can hear
so
that.
So this guy made a pass at you, unwanted, and you beat the stuffing out of him.
Well, I just did, and I looked at, and I could have finished him off, and I did not. I just looked right at him, and he looked right at me, and I don't want to say what he said, but he said you B word, and he called me a B word. It was just terrible. And I didn't say a thing. I just made my point. He never touched me again. I could have sued the school. I could have sued him. I could have whined about it. I could have hated homosexuals for my life. And you know me, on this show, on this conservative network, here I am. I speak. I'm a proponent of gay rights. I think the gay community is vital, and we should support the gay community. I have no problem with gay marriage. Deal with it. Just deal with it. Why? Now, this is an incident. Oh, it just ruined my whole life. Now I'm a mess. Now I can't talk. I can't do my radio show because some gay guy came on to me and he tried to attack me. No! I took care of business, moved on. Now, Al's point is right. I'm a guy. I could do that. But when it happens to a woman, especially back then.
Well, but first of all, so you are right. And obviously, if you were physically overpowered, you know, you wouldn't be in the position.
It's the way we took care of business back in the day.
I mean, certainly you could see some of the folks that maybe Kevin Spacey was coming on to. They could have physically overpowered him. But you still have a situation where the power dynamic is such where Kevin Spacey could have used his influence in the industry or with a stage production to, you know, make that person's career have a tougher time. In fact, I've heard that he did that with a certain page.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
in a theatrical production that he was at.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that, you know, so the page resisted his advances. And from what I heard, this is all hearsay, and Kevin Spacey then used his influence with the producer of the show to make sure that this person didn't advance.
Yeah.
You know,
that did not happen to me, though. It was a good point. It did not happen to me.
So even though... You know,
but that's because the guy in charge, I'm sorry, the guy, the drama, Charles Gaughan, rest his soul, brilliant, big, he was a beautiful queen of a guy. He was just a great guy. And all the jocks, he's a loving guy, but he protected me.
I think that's a brave thing that you did, because even though you might have been in a tougher position physically,
I didn't whine about it.
You could have faced some sort of retribution.
And I don't look back, and it didn't dent me. I dealt with what I had to deal with at the time. But
a couple of weeks ago, a Staten Island woman at Grand Central, Chantal Kestenanen, was walking down the stairs at 42nd Street Station when an unidentified man grabbed her buttocks. So she did the same thing that you did. She
took the guy out.
Beating up
this guy. I'm telling you, man.
And it's all caught on video. You can see the video.
This is great.
That's the kind of woman that I really admire. It's no disrespect to any woman that doesn't do that.
Yeah. And am I being, and Al, your point is well taken, because if you're a gal in that situation, you can. And if you weren't, and you know, if it's a big, strong guy, then of course, then I understand.
But why do some men have to act like that? Why do they feel entitled that they should be allowed to do that, that they approach a woman like that in a way that is not, you know, in any way nice.
Yeah.
It's wrong. Keep your hands off of people. I'm referring to the, you know, to what Frank is talking about. It's ridiculous.
But
respectful.
I wonder to what Kevin Jackson was saying yesterday, and I see a lot of tweets, and I'm being as delicate as I can in regards to Dr. Ford, very delicate, is that, was there a bathroom downstairs that she could have used? Why did she go to the upstairs bathroom? Was it another bathroom? Let's say, okay, that's the only bathroom. If this guy was so drunk, I don't know why she didn't fight back, but it's easy for me to say that. Now I'm being sexist when I say that, right?
Well, I mean, there was two of them, right? So she, I think because they were so drunk, based on her testimony, she used the fact that they were drunk and stumbling to
Frankie,
get away.
Frankie, I'm not buying a minute of it.
All right.
I'm not buying
it. I do think something happened there. I just don't think it was the judge.
It's tough to prove.
And God forgive me if I'm wrong, and call me and let me know that I'm wrong.
36 years ago. Yeah. That's the problem. Should this one incident from 36 years ago really destroy someone's career?
Well, sure. And then if you had a beer, you should have you know, that should bring that a beer. I mean, my gosh, you know what the thing is, too? If I ran for office, you got to own it sometimes, too.
Absolutely.
You know, just go, man, a beer.
But he did. I mean, to some extent, he did own it, the judge. He did say, I like beer. I like to drink beer. You know, whether or not that disqualifies him from being on the Supreme Court, that's up to the senators. That's up to each individual senator
you know
to
what?
Make
and
that
thank
determination
you for bringing
to
that
take
up.
The full
Stay
body
the
of, his, of his work,
717,
including how he attacked them the other day.
Frank and Alan Joe.
You know.
You know what they should do? And they have the ability to do it. If I ever went to a Senate judiciary, and we should tell Michael Caputo this next time he's on, find out all the dirt on every single senator. And the president touched on it at his press conference yesterday. He started going after Blumenthal. He goes after Feinstein. He started going after individual senators, what they did. And he said, it was great. And if you understand Donald Trump the way I think we do on this program, he says, they're not all angels. Bang. Exactly
true.
Right. Every single one of those senators, and they have a slush fund to be defended because of all the sexual allegations they get against themselves, these senators, they should find out every little thing about the senator. What did Dianne Feinstein do? She had a Chinese spy.
Right.
It's Dianne Spystein. That's what it is. It's Spystein. She had a Chinese spy drive her for 20 years. 20 years. And, he was just a driver. She talked about everything in the back of the car next to the guy. I mean, every time when I have Big Mike driving around, I talk about everything. I'm on the phone. They know everything. This guy was a spy. Nothing is done about it.
Here's the problem, though. The judge can't sit there and attack them like that and go, oh, Senator Blumenthal, you lied
on
this.
No, but if you're being questioned, you can.
But does that look good in his eyes with the other senators that are watching?
I like when Kavanaugh went back.
I get that, but does that look good to the other senators that are not in the room and are watching and going, well, if he's going to attack
if
us like
you,
that,
I'm
voting
you,
no.
I'm telling you, if you found out, in Trump fashion, in Donald Trump fashion, if you found out every little nuance, you know, Senator, I appreciate your question, but, you know, in 1972, weren't you kicked out of school for 2 weeks? I mean, that would be beautiful. That's what, because now it's getting ridiculous.
Were you really in Vietnam, Senator Blumenthal?
Oh, my God. How does
Senator
this
Senator Booker, didn't you allegedly attack somebody at a
what happened with them?
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. I get it that this stuff gets swept under the rug, but it doesn't look good for the judge be attacking them when he needs their votes in order to get in.
And also this. I have this complaint. I'm going to go to Dr. Goodfield. We're going to talk about Vegas when Dr. Goodfield comes on. There's a Botox epidemic in the Senate. If you look at Blumenthal's face, this guy, he's got more Botox because there's wrinkles on you. Look at my face. You know, please take my face, please. It's like there's wrinkles. It's age. And then also, let's go to Trey Gowdy, one of the smartest, most intelligent orators that's out there. This guy, there's more. If there's no wrinkles, it's like your forehead is all straight. That's Botox. What do these guys think they are? In a fashion show or something? What are they, models or something like that? Govern the country, for God's sake.
I think it's just
mess.
Vain.
What a mess. You're so vain, baby. 20 minutes after. Oh, boy, there goes. See, the calls always come on. We got a break. And then we're going to talk to Barry. But after we talk to Barry, after news, I promise you, hold those calls and I'll go to those because we have to hear what you've got to say. Me and Frank and I, we feel the same way. Debbie, too. We are blessed to have you listening. You lead us down the right path because you have the right common sense ideas, and I love you for that. 720 right now, Piscopo in the morning. And Brandy Scott is looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey there, good morning, guys. Verrazano Bridge still solid, making your way Brooklyn bound. Vehicle fire on the inbound Gowanus just cleaned up, but you're still crawling from Victory Boulevard on the Staten Island side. Upper level ramp just reopened to the inbound Gowanus. Belt heading westbound, we've got a crash there by Bay 8th Street. That is you inching by. The shoulder is out. Your stop and go from Bay Parkway. Accident on the Cross Island. That is you crawling northbound, approaching the LIE. You're not moving much there from Linden Boulevard in New Jersey. Route 4 eastbound. That is solid right now. Heavy delays approaching Teaneck Road. That's because of an accident blocking the left lane and at the Hudson River crossings inbound at the George. 40 minutes for the upper lower level. We've got an accident blocking two lanes on the span. 30 to 35 minutes there. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 20. Inbound Holland 30. This report is sponsored by the Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? The PCA can help. It's a national nonprofit offering more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org for more info. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, SeaWorld is making a comeback. The theme park operator says attendance improved in its summer quarter, up 10% from a year ago, and attendance is up about 9% in the first 9 months of its year. Following the documentary Blackfish, which criticized its treatment of killer whales, SeaWorld's business skidded. SeaWorld ended its orca whale breeding program 2 years ago and has been phasing out killer whale shows. Clothing subscription service Stitch Fix failed to grow its number of subscribers in the summer quarter. Its earnings were stronger than expected, though. Stitch Fix says it is growing among men, children, and customers with plus sizes. The Dow rallied yesterday after the U.S. reached a trade agreement with Canada, completing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The Dow was up 192, NASDAQ down 9, S&P up 10. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Noted author, former chief medical correspondent, and SalonPas user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
The human body has billions of pain receptors. Block those receptors with the anesthetics found in SalonPas Lidocaine Plus, and you'll have relief. SalonPas Lidocaine Plus contains two anesthetics, including the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. They numb aggravated nerves for effective, lasting relief. For relief, try what I use, SalonPas Lidocaine Plus.
In the silver box with the blue wave.
Whether you need help with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or protecting your assets from nursing home costs, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of your rights and interests. The professionals at Connors and Sullivan have been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years.
I'm Mike Connors. Come to our office for a free initial consultation. Talk with me or one of our experienced attorneys to see how we can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. There's no one strategy that fits everyone, but the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is no planning at all.
Call Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law today to schedule a free initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500, or visit their website, connorsandsullivan.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the smartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the smartwaytobuy.com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, AM970TheAnswer.com. We're streaming on YouTube and on Facebook. Great to have you with us. Sorry, we're just silly this morning, but we love having you a part of that. And I see the phone calls if you get hold, but I want to bring Dr. Barry Goodfield to the airwaves. He's a worldwide profiler, licensed therapist, specializes in identifying unconscious nonverbal signals. He's also the founding director of the Goodfield Institute. Dr. Barry, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Joe. How am I doing? I'm doing fine. A little rainy out here, but I'm doing fine.
Yeah, are you in Los Angeles? You're the L.A.?
No, I'm not.
Where?
No, I'm not. I'm in Phoenix.
Oh, but you're out in the West Coast, and it's very early. And, Doc, we appreciate you you getting up, you know, because we wanted to talk to you yesterday. I know how busy you were. This whole Vegas massacre, where are we? How are the families? What are you hearing? And, Barry, give us the breakdown of what you went through when you volunteered your time, Dr. Goodfield, to talk to almost every victim of that horrible massacre, sir.
Well, I didn't talk to almost every victim, but I can tell you, Joe, that the ones that I did talk to were memorable. And what we did was get a message from the governor saying, you know, anybody licensed to practice should and could come up and help us out here because we need your help. All that took me was 3 hours and throwing some stuff in a car, and I shot up the road, and next thing I know, I was in Las Vegas. And the next thing that happened was within a short period, I was sitting there having people come in who were traumatized from the event. And I would like to take our listeners through this experience. It was really incredible. So the first person that came in, you know, first of all, they gave us some food at the commissary there, which is really pretty plush. And during that time, I was going through, I noticed something there that was stacked aside. People weren't really paying much attention to it. It was kind of a bunch of old bananas, and I thought, well, that's kind of a shame to throw those away. So I took an old banana with me back to where I was going to go see the patients. And so what happened was, at a certain moment, when somebody came in, that old banana was sitting on the table there. And I mean, it looked pretty old and raggedy. So the woman that came in was really rather upset, and I mean, she was really upset. And she started crying and was questioning the whole circumstance. And I said to her, "Here, listen. I said, you know, I'm a doctor. I need you to do something for me. Doctors have tools. Hold this banana." So I put this rotten banana in this lady's hand, and she looked at it. She said, "Why am I holding onto that?" I said, wait a minute, what do you mean, why am I holding onto that? I said, why are you holding onto that? What is it? What do you got there? She said, I should throw it away. Why? Because it's a rotten banana. I said, that's the guy who did all the shooting. Do you want to carry him with you, or do you want to get rid of him? You want to throw it away?
Yeah.
She tossed that banana into a garbage can, and that's the message I think that people should know.
Yeah.
Don't carry the rotten banana. Get rid of it.
Yeah. Boy, I just can't imagine what you went through. I mean, they were traumatized like that.
Of that.
But you know what's upsetting to a guy like me, Doc, is that there's no closure. They didn't – what you did a profile on the guy. I don't even like to mention the creep's name. But you did a profile on the guy. Why don't we know more? Is there a conspiracy that they're hiding? I mean, what is the reason that they're not just letting us know more about why this happened? And how did they just – Barry, they just let it go. They let it go like, oh, it happened, and things like that happen. We want answers, you know, Dr. Goodfield.
Hey, Joe, listen, yes, the answer is I don't think there's a conspiracy, but what I think there is, if there's a conspiracy, it's a conspiracy of ignorance. Here's what I believe. When I, as a profiler, you know, Joe, that's one of the things that I do.
Yes, sir.
That other than clinical practice, that's one of the things I do. What you can also know is simple, that what I did was to look and listen and very carefully hear what took place. And I also had a lot of people telling me what happened. They told me what took place, what they saw, what they experienced, and then I started to take this guy's mind apart. First, I waited for the medical examiner to go through and weigh his brain and check it for all kinds of stuff, and he came out perfectly normal. But then what happened was after that came a long list of stuff. I analyzed it, put it together. I would very definitely like your listeners to go to goodfieldinstitute.com and download that 17-page analysis specifically of why and how that man did what he did. I know, Joe, I know why it happened. And if people are interested, go to goodfieldinstitute.com, download it, read it for yourself, and see if it doesn't make sense. It's clear, it's there. I don't think there's a conspiracy. I just think it's just a lack of getting a hold of it.
Is he, just in a synopsis, Dr. Goodfield,
sure.
He was mentally ill for sure, but were there warning signs that this guy was going to snap? I mean, he just seemed normal. That's the scary part, Doc, you know?
Yeah, it's just what you're saying is absolutely true. I know people that talked to him, and I know people that were around him, and basically he was tipping waiters and service people there right up to the time he did this. And what you can know, I'm going to ask you a question. Were there signs that people could know? And the answer to that is no. It just snapped. But I want to tell you, snapped. This man spent a lot of time and an awful lot of money building this project, and he made it a project. This is an accountant, a logical guy, an intellectual guy, a smart guy, formal federal auditor, for God's sakes. This is your auditor, auditor with a rifle.
Yeah.
And he bought the right kind of guns, the right kind of equipment, and he laid the whole thing out mathematically, and he really did lay it out mathematically. He did all kinds of stuff with angles and this and that,
wow.
And this man was as normal as the guy in the elevator standing next to you. But you don't know how normal that guy is.
Yeah.
Could this happen to anybody? No, I don't think so. It takes a certain amount of programming. Read the analysis and see how he got programmed his whole life into doing this.
Wow. Okay, the Goodfield Institute. Yeah. Now, if we can, and by the way, thanks for your service to those victims in Vegas, Doc. You dedicated. You were there for weeks and weeks and weeks, and God bless you for doing that. Because that was, I mean, those people needed someone to talk to, and to this day, something like that will traumatize you for life. But can
Joe, I was there for the week that they asked me to be there, and we spent time doing that, and I can tell you. The people in that hotel, at Mandalay Bay Hotel, are fantastic people.
Mm.
They were traumatized as much as anybody else that was out there in that audience getting shot at.
Mm.
It's just true.
Yeah.
It's a terrible thing, Joe.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
overwhelming.
Yeah, and to deal with it, you say just to move on. What did you tell these folks before? I want to move on to this Kavanaugh situation, but staying on the Vegas, to move on, you did the banana analogy, but you just say, just walk away from it. It's hard to do.
No, look, with the last day, they had a gathering of all the VIPs and as well as service people that were at the hotel.
Yeah.
They all came in there, and at the very last, the woman, they said, Dr. Goodfield, would you and Dory, your wife, be able to be there as a standby in case something goes wrong? And during that period of time, for the couple of hours that we were there,
mm-hmm.
two people. We had three people that came in, and they said they needed some therapy at the moment, right on the spot. This one woman came in, and she was incredible. She said, "Dr. Goodfield, tell me, please, is it safe? Will this happen again?"
Wow.
And I looked at her and I said, "I see that you've got a cross hanging around your neck." And she said, "Yes." I said, "Can I believe in that sense that you have a religious faith?" "Yes." Does that religious faith tell you some things about what will happen, what could happen?" I said, "You're asking me about something called probability logic. What's the chance of something like this occurring again?" And the answer is very small. But the cross around your neck says that you have a belief in faith that you can take care of yourself and that somebody else is looking after you too. Do you believe that or not?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Okay, then believe in that." You know what she did? She gave me a hug, said, "Thank you, doctor," and left.
Wow. Let's go to the Kavanaugh situation, Doc, if we can.
Sure.
Dr. Ford's testimony, I wasn't buying it. I mean, I don't mean to be sexist. I'm an old white guy, Dr. Goodfield, you know. So
yes,
So what happens when you see Dr. Ford up there at this Kavanaugh fiasco? What were your thoughts, Dr. Goodfield?
Very simple. We watched this thing I don't know how many times I've seen it, probably close to a dozen now.
Yeah.
But I can tell you something else. She absolutely, totally, without a doubt, believes what she's saying. And so does Judge Kavanaugh. So both of them, if you gave them a polygraph, would come out like, "Yes, I'm telling the truth." Why? Because a polygraph doesn't check the truth. It checks your belief in what you're saying.
Got it.
Yeah, so she believes it. He believes it.
But what did you see? Did you see with your signals that you see, these nonverbal signals that you pick up? Tell us about that from either Dr. Ford or Judge Kavanaugh.
Okay, first of all, they were both very, very present in the situation. They were both, this was their deal. And what Dr. Ford does is her strategy for survival, everybody's got one, everybody has one. What she does is she puts herself into a kind of an altered state of consciousness. She pulls back, and then she just withdraws. And that little girl voice that you hear is the stress and pressure that she has. And here's a fact that we know in psychology. With stress goes regression. We turn to earlier patterns of behavior. Mm-hmm. And one of the things she does is she comes back and becomes that little girl voice.
Is that what that was?
A little kid saying, "Don't hurt me.
Wow.
Believe me.
Okay.
Take care of me."
Yeah. And then looking at Judge Kavanaugh, he looked forthright. He looked believable to so many of us. Did you feel the same way, Doc?
It sounded to me like George Patton standing in the middle of the road directing traffic, you know. And yeah, he was, you know, maybe you could say credible, but to others he may have been too credible. Can you say that the guy was upset? Of course he was upset. Would you be upset? We talked about that before.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yes, he was.
He was
outraged by all this stuff, and he had a perfect moral reason to feel that way. So what can we say about it is that when we looked at Judge Kavanaugh, was he credible? Absolutely. Was he outraged? Yes. Were there reasons behind that? Nobody argues that. Now people are saying, was he too much overwhelmed? Look, if somebody was attacking probably one of the most important things in his life, his honor, his integrity, and his sense of value.
That's
who the man is. He spent his whole life building
it. Yeah, so it was warranted. Dr. Goodfield, thanks a million. You could go give us, where can we go to goodfieldinstitute.com? Tell us where we could find out about the Vegas shooter and certainly about Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh.
Joe, I would love to have your people go to goodfieldinstitute.com and download the analysis that I did of him and why and how. I waited for the medical examiner's report, and now it's done, and now we're all set to go. goodfieldinstitute.com, and you can get the Kavanaugh analysis, and you can also get Dr. Ford's analysis, both of which are there.
All right, amazing. Dr. Barry Goodfield. Barry, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk soon. God bless, and I'll see you soon enough. Dr. Barry Goodfield right there, a worldwide profiler. We're just trying to make sense of it all. How does that guy shoot? What's going on? Why are there no answers? The videos keep coming out from Vegas. And I guess if you go to the goodfieldinstitute.com, hopefully that'll maybe bring some closure. You could check it out. 7:38 with Piscopo in the morning. Then I'm going to the phone calls, 877-970-2999. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
68 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy is promising that a vote to legalize marijuana could possibly happen within weeks. Murphy has asked lawmakers to send him a bill by the end of the year, but legislative disagreements have led to months of missed deadlines. While the Senate president says he expects a vote by the end of this month, no formal legislation has been introduced and no public hearings are scheduled. The MTA is being blamed for making some New Yorkers late for work, but it didn't have to do with the trains. 17 commuters in Brooklyn were trapped on an elevator yesterday morning at the Clark Street subway station. The Post reports it took nearly an hour for crews to get everyone out. People in the elevator say they began to panic 30 minutes after they got stuck. MTA officials say the lift will be fixed by 2020. In sports, the Yankees are preparing for the American League wildcard game tomorrow night at the stadium against Oakland. The Bombers have not announced who the starting pitcher will be. Oakland expected to start the game with a reliever on the mound. Monday Night Football, Kareem Hunt scoring from 4 yards out with 1:40 to play. Chiefs holding on for a 27-23 win over the Broncos. And sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Hey there, good morning, guys. Still not a pretty ride at the Verrazano Bridge. The damage is done from that earlier vehicle fire on the inbound Gowanus just after the span. It's been moved out of the way, but you're still solid on the Staten Island Expressway. Heavy slowdown start just after 4:40. Westbound Belt, we've got an accident by Bay 8th Street. That's got you stop and go. The shoulder is blocked there. Cross Island northbound still crawling, approaching the LIE. That's because of a crash in New Jersey. Route 4, the one to avoid right now as you make your way to the George. You're not moving much on the eastbound side as you approach Teaneck Road. We've got a multi-car accident. That has you solid from River Road and heading inbound at the George at the Hudson River crossings. We've got a crash on both decks, looking like a 60-minute wait on both. The upper level, you're stopped right now. All lanes blocked under the apartment. Lower level, two lanes are down. Inbound Lincoln, 15 minutes between the roadwork on 495 and the tolls. Inbound Holland will cost you 25 to 30. Alternate side suspended. Meter rules remain in effect. Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. A chance for a shower close to 80 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Are you still stuck on the healthcare roller coaster? Still paying those high premiums? And strapped into huge deductibles? Not knowing what's around the next turn? Well, then let me tell you about a sound, sensible healthcare choice that really is affordable. It's MediShare, the healthcare sharing solution people like you have been trusting in for more than 25 years. MediShare members report saving around $500 a month on their healthcare costs, and they never pay for things they don't believe in. Time to say goodbye to that healthcare roller coaster and say hello to MediShare.
Call *734 to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call *734. Message and data rates may apply. That's *734.
So here's a story you might relate to. I used to post to job boards, only to end up with hundreds of resumes to sort through.
It took weeks to go through all of those resumes.
Just to find a handful of people
who were right for my job.
It was overwhelming. That old process was
not smart. I mean, it's not easy to find a
network architect,
financial analyst,
childcare assistant.
But then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I could hire qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning, 742, 743 right now. No. Italy, Mr. Italy. When you think of Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? Mario Perillo. Yeah, to me and my family, Mr. Italy was, without a doubt, Mario Perillo. The Perillo family, you know, they've been operating quality tours to Italy, top quality tours like nobody else, for over 74 years. They must be doing something right. Well, I say they're doing everything right. Consider this, if you'd be so kind, the popular 14-day Italy North Classic Tour. How about this? Rome, Sorrento, Florence, Venice, Milano, right? In one wonderful tour, you will see the heart of Italy and come home with memories that will last a lifetime. Join Steve Perillo on a stress-free escorted vacation where you do not lift a finger. Be among the first 10 people to request a brochure today. Today, and receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. That's a $10 value courtesy of Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to Botticelli Foods, BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Let's go to Italy. Let's figure this out. I'll tell you what you got to do if you would. And you're going to get a bottle of Botticelli, by the way, if you do this. If you call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure, 888-PERILLO, just like that. And when you're on the phone, just say, hey, Steve, I heard you're going with Piscopo. We want to go. And we'll go. Let's all go together. I love you for listening. And I always talk about you gathering around the kitchen table every morning. Let's go to Italy. And then after that, you know where we're going? Christina, this gal, we're going to Ireland after that. I got the whole plan. I got the whole couple of years planned, all right? We're all good. Pack your bags, baby. We're going. Get the bag, Norton. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. 888-PERILLO. P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Or can you remember this if you're driving, please? PerilloTours.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
And this means what?
You think this song is about
well, you. you were referring to the senators and their Botox, so.
Yeah. Good. That's a good. We should do a video.
Right.
Now, the Botox, Simon, Senator Botox.
Right. Carly Simon wrote this song about a particular
Warren
person.
Beatty. Warren Beatty, yeah. Right. Wasn't
well,
Warren
Beatty? Well, I don't know if it was Warren
yeah.
Beatty.
She
only revealed it to, like, one person.
Yeah,
who was it? Somebody from NBC paid a lot of money at a charity auction to find out who the song was written about, and Carly told him, but I don't think she's really revealed who it was. The speculation
Warren
is Warren Beatty.
I think it was Warren Beatty.
Maybe. Maybe right. James Taylor?
No. I think it was Warren Beatty. I think. I don't know. Hey, Joette. Hi, Joette. Thank you for calling. What is on your mind this morning?
Hi, Joe. Just an observation. Dr. Ford said she went up the stairs. They pushed her in the room.
Yeah.
They locked the door.
Yeah.
And they pushed her on the bed and he jumped on her. Somehow she got away from him and ran out the door. How could she run out the door when the door was locked?
Yeah. I don't know. Joette, thank you. It's just so tough to, this is such a touchy subject, but I don't know. It just seems, I didn't buy it. When Dr. Goodfield said she went to that little girl voice, I'm so glad he brought that up because she did. She kept going to that little girl voice. To me, it felt like she was acting, but he said she was going out. That's the where she was going to the place, what she felt. She felt assaulted, like a little girl. I guess to me, it sounded put on and fake. Am I wrong? Am I being too harsh here? Let me go to John. John, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, Joe. I tell you, all over the media yesterday with his drinking, and all of a sudden they forget that they're the party of Kennedy.
Yeah.
To make that analogy.
Yeah, thank you.
To make that stretch to go from someone who drinks excessively to being a rapist. I mean, how pathetic. If the American public can't see through this, they deserve to lose at the midterms, frankly.
Bingo. John, you're absolutely right on the money. And that's why when people say, well, how could that guy raise our taxes? You voted for him or her. You're absolutely right. Ted Kennedy. I was like, oh my gosh, with Marianne Kopechne.
Mary Jo Kopechne.
That was horrible. And he was always drinking. And then, I know I shouldn't say this, I'm going to go to the next call. But I was down in, during my Democratic days, I went down to Washington. And I forget why I was down. I think it was emceeing a Democratic cause. And I was with a very young Kimberly then. And very protective of Kimberly because I knew she was young. And I said, okay. And I was just a head over heels in love with Kimberly. That was, so I said, I got to protect her. So I brought her with me to Washington. I put her in, I introduced her to Senator Kennedy. He looked at her, he was as close to Kimberly as I am to you, Frankie. Looks her up and down and leers, hey, like that. It was scary. It was scary. This guy, Ted Kennedy's going, hey, look at this. And I'm going, oh my God, no. I said, what? And I said, can we stay close to me? Don't go near that man. I mean, really, is that wild, though? This is the guy. And you know what? John, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. How they even bring it up. But the point of the matter is, there's never, the president doesn't say it. The president doesn't say, Blumenthal, you lied about being in Vietnam. The Democrats don't address it, and they think we're so dumb that we're going to buy it, and we don't. Let me go to Mark. Mark, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, listen, Joe, nobody ever pointed this out. During that whole Blasey Ford interview, did you notice the Coca-Cola bottle in front of her?
Yeah, no. Yeah. What are you thinking? What are you thinking, man?
No, she didn't. Well, how come we don't have Miss? She didn't touch the bottle of Coca-Cola. The label was conveniently pointed in the camera the whole time of the interview. Come on, they should have hopped all over that. We should have hopped all over that, man. Just like they would have did to us.
Yeah, you're right. Jeez, yeah, no, someone said. Mark, thank you. You know, I got to tell you.
It's a Coca-Cola bottle?
I got to tell you something. Someone.
Really?
No, come on. It was, I think, Larry Elder. Somebody tweeted saying there's got to be product placement.
Oh, yeah, I did see someone.
It was Larry. There's got to be product placement. But the fact of the matter is, Coke would never do it, but maybe, yeah, she didn't touch it. She didn't.
So then why didn't Budweiser have a beer can in front of, the Just saying, come on, that's nonsensical.
You know what? Now you see, that would have been the sketch on Saturday Night Live.
See?
That would have been the sketch. They should have done little things like that. And also,
we're going to take a 5-minute recess, have them get up, sit back down.
When I was talking to Maria yesterday, I want to say, you got to laugh too. And it's not right. And Saturday Night Live always does go, they always go pro left, you know, but they never make fun of the left. And you needed to do, Dana Carvey as Mitchell or Dana Carvey as somebody, I don't want to mention the name, but somebody said, you mean Dana Carvey as Dr. Ford? See, that's walking an edge. But, you see, that's what SNL's got to do, walk that edge, but they won't touch it. They won't touch it. They'll go after Lindsey Graham. They'll go after Kavanaugh, but they won't. Leslie Jones doing Cory Booker as Spartacus with the whole outfit on.
So
I am Spartacus.
Why
come
don't
on.
They do that? Why aren't they?
I don't know. I don't have an
satirists.
Answer. I don't have an answer because it's as funny. Sometimes Kate McKinnon, when she does Hillary, that's gold. And she really took Hillary to task. She really did. So there would be my argument and, you know, my comeback to your comment, Frankie. But it's not enough because the material is there. The material is there, and they should do it more. So Maria was right. Maria Bartiromo, when we went on yesterday, she was right saying that they don't do it, and they're absolutely right in that regard. But they should because you know what? You don't cut funny.
Yeah.
What did Norman Steinberg wrote? My favorite year, Joe Bologna, rest his soul, the brilliant, as King Kaiser. And my favorite year, you don't cut funny. 751 with Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999. Love hearing from you. Hey, Brandy Scott is with us this morning, checking out the traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. We've got a stall on the Deegan southbound. That has you jammed approaching the Cross Bronx. A lane is out there. Heavy delays start from Yonkers Ave. Cross Bronx on the eastbound side. Stalled tractor trailer. He's got the center lane blocked right by Westchester Ave. You're going to see heavy delays starting from the Throgs Neck Bridge. Northbound FDR Drive, we've got a crash by Houston Street. One lane is out there. You're packed from the Brooklyn Bridge. Eastbound Route 4 in New Jersey, that's in better shape. That crash by Teaneck Road all cleaned up. Still going to see some minor delays from River Street at the Hudson River crossings. Inbound at the George, that's the one to avoid right now. We had an accident on the upper level. It's been moved out of the way, but you're looking at over an hour wait. Lower level, another hit just picked up on the span. Still about 55 to 60 minutes there. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 20 minutes between the road work on 495 and the tolls. Inbound Holland, a 30-minute wait. Alternate side suspended. Meter rules are in effect. And New Jersey Transit, 20-minute delays in and out of Penn Station from Sea Caucus because of Amtrak signal issues. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is blown away by what he's seeing from the left.
We're going to get down and dirty here and talk about the actual alleged exposure. She doesn't know that it's Kavanaugh who exposed himself. Everybody at the party says it didn't happen. Everybody that the New York Times chased down said it didn't happen. Everybody at the Washington Post. I mean, honest to goodness, I'm lost. I really am. I've never, ever seen such tactics.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's top-rated lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer right here every Saturday evening at 6.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why should I pay the same amount for a compact parking space as I do for a regular space, right? What kind of lot doesn't reward me for selflessly buying a smaller car to provide more parking room for others?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Hey, it's Biscopo in the morning. It is 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:55 right now. You know Dominic Caianese. He was on the show Friday. We had the best time with Dominic. And you know, Dominic, I hate to be his... You know, to tell you, oh, you know, Dominic, Uncle Junior from The Sopranos, Johnny Olaf and The Godfather, you know, Boardwalk Empire. We all know and love Dominic Caianese. I know him as a great, pure Italian-American talent, one of the great stage actors and a great vocalist. I've had the opportunity and privilege of working with Dominic. Don't forget, this Saturday, Dominic is at the Saccone Theater. We want you to be there. I'm going to be there. I have the privilege of introducing Dominic Caianese. He's going to sing songs. He's going to tell stories, in personal stories in a great Italian-American tradition, popular songs, especially his own original songs are great. Dominic Caianese, live on stage at the Saccone Theater on the campus of Bergen Community College in Paramus, New Jersey. You got to check this out. 7:30 show, Saturday night. It's this Saturday night. I'll see you there, okay? 201-447-7428. 201-447-7428 for Dominic Caianese, one of the great talents you'll see on stage at the Saccone Theater this Saturday. 7:30 show. I will see you there. You can go to tickets.bergen.edu. That's tickets.bergen.edu.
Eric Metaxas,
a show about everything.
Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can.
Joe Lundberg. I know you're bobbing your head, Joe. I know
I am,
you're
gonna... I'm humming along.
The Dave Clark 5. Joe goes of all the radio stations. They got to pick the Dave Clark 5 for my
entrance. I'm good with it. I have no problem with it.
Joe, how we doing, man? Hey, we got beautiful days. A couple days coming up, huh?
It's going to be warm today. Temperatures will get to the upper 70s, but you're going to have to dodge a shower and thunderstorm late afternoon and early tonight.
Wow. When's it come in tonight?
Like probably anytime after, you know, 5 o'clock. So rush hour in into the first half of the night. Late tonight, it should quiet down, and tomorrow's a better day with some sunshine and temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Warm on Thursday, up around 80, could be a shower or thunderstorm at night. Cooler for Friday and Saturday, but there's no cold air in sight, let me tell you.
You're telling me, none. It's sun on Thursday, Joe?
Yes, partly sunny.
Yeah, great, because I got to work like all week, Joe.
But that's okay. I got out and rode yesterday, got a big ride in.
Did you? How many miles? How
85.
How many?
85.
God, you are just
almost 6,000 feet of climbing, dude.
Oh, you're kidding. No hamstring.
My quads are on fire.
Let me tell you. Let's not get personal now, Joe. Hey, Joe, you're the best.
I need a massage.
I'll tell you what, man. Wait, Al knows a reflexologist. We'll send her over. She's from East Germany. You'll love her. Old East Germany. Hey, Joe, thank you. God bless you. 80 miles. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Curtis Ellison's going to join us. Mike Gallagher's going to join us. Johnny Tobacco as well. Radio Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world. We're coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.